Hi there, my name is Jesse Hall, one of the main assholes behind this amazing... Thank you, Jax. Thanks for howling along with this take. Yes, I'm the guy behind Tales of That Town, along with some other people, some other wonderful, beautiful people, and this is the first episode. You will notice in this first episode that it does not sound like if you went and listened to the current episode. We were experimenting with a thing that, boy, did not work out exactly like I wanted, so we went to a more scripted format slowly after this, and it's better for it now. But a lot of plot points that we make reference to and drive the narrative currently are heard in these first couple of episodes. So they are rough, they are not our best example of work, but they're here. And if you want to get into the actual meat of the show, you gotta listen to these. And after about episode 5, I think is when we hit the stride. So episode 5 on You Should Be Good. You should get that good running start there. But check out the first 4 episodes. Don't base judgments on the show off of that. And I hope you enjoy. And if you're coming back to listen to this first episode and noticing we changed the intro, yeah, had to. It was... Boy, I listened to that recently and I thought, we gotta fix this. This can't stay. So that's why you got this now. Okay, bye! Have fun! Listen to the show! Love you! I'm falling away from the microphone now!
Citizens of That Town, by mayoral decree, the following episode may cover topics the likes of which may trigger your timbers. Consider yourselves duly notified.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Jesse and Josh on the J&J Show.
Yay!
On AM 1234. I don't even know why we even have the transmitter name and number, because we have an AM setup going through an FM setup, and then technically we're going out of CB.
I was just assuming that you were speaking Greek that whole time.
So we gotta calm down. We've already finished the comedy section of the show, Josh. Now we're down to the meat and potatoes of the show.
Oh, you know, we're doing a show.
We're doing a show. Yeah.
Okay.
Doing a show. Doing
a show.
I'm
putting my gun away.
No, leave it out. You never know.
It's obvious.
Because, you know, you actually might need to leave it out, because looters could be about tonight, because there's a big storm headed to that town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a mix of a tornado and a thunderstorm. They call it a thundernado. I think the guys over at the Weather Channel have been glue or something, but,
I just take them at their word every time, because I assume that all this science business is their purview, so I really wish you wouldn't be so cynical.
You said science is witchcraft before, Josh.
It is witchcraft, and they are warlocks, therefore they understand it. Have you ever heard them speaking?
I listened to them on the radio. They got the automated voice.
Yes.
Weather coming in from the north.
Exactly. Human beings don't speak that way. Obviously, they understand this. You don't. Tonight, I'm batting down the hatches. Or maybe I'll stand out in the open. I don't know how best to handle this situation.
Do you live in a boat or something?
I don't tell anyone where I live.
Okay, no, that's fair, that's fair. Especially with the government we have here.
Wait, we still have one of those?
So moving along, so yeah, the weather advisory for tonight is stay the fuck inside.
I suggest you go outside, because you can't trust warlocks at their word.
They're meteorologists, they're not...
Warlocks.
The Meteorological Society of That Town,
Warlogical Alabama. Society.
The Warlock... Okay, fine. We'll play
They're
this
controlling
way.
The weather. What else do you call it?
Okay, we'll play this your way. The Warlogical Society of That Town, Alabama...
Yes.
...is calling this a stay-the-fuck-inside night.
And we all know they're liars. So put on your shorts and t-shirts... Go out there and hold a metal instrument as high as you can.
The Thundernado will suck them up and shock them.
It is going to be amazing weather tonight, and you already know it.
What, are you going to sit outside your Bermuda shores drinking a beer?
No, I'm going to sit inside where it's safe just in case, but everyone else should ignore what they say. I'm paranoid. I have an excuse. Of course you have an excuse. Shut up!
Anyway. And now that other Josh has showed up, we'll take a quick commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
there, folks. Have you ever really, really wanted to drive faster than the speed of light, yet still be on the ground? Have you ever wanted to drive so fast that your limbs literally tear out of their socket? Me too. It happened. Had to take someone else's to replace them. I am a flesh golem. Funny story. Film at 11. And we're back after that amazing commercial break.
Look at that. Crystal clear outside.
Oh, sorry. You were saying...
It's not night yet, you jackass. That was like, what, a minute and a half of commercials?
Anyway, I tuned out for like 2 hours.
That happens. That's because you have tabs of LSD in your beer. Anyway, there's a sale on Cheap Eats Buffet in Piccadilly going on from today to the end of the month.
Yes! Yes! I've been waiting for this! No, you haven't, Horn. Yes, I have!
Okay, so for those that are unfamiliar with the show, there are two Joshes. There's Josh... Say hi, Josh.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
And then there's other Josh. Say hi, other Josh.
Sup, bitches?
There you go. So, Josh and other Josh, you... One of you likes the Piccadilly Buffet.
Look, no, all
like,
I'm going to say...
You like the Cheap Eats Buffet, and the other one of you likes the Piccadilly Cheap Eats.
I, Josh...
Right.
I love Cheap Eats. I mean, I am not pretentious.
Right.
I don't judge poor people.
No one
does. In fact, I love being amongst them because then I get the feels for their situation. And I can feel better about myself.
You're a pretentious bastard.
I'm not a pretentious bastard. Okay, other Josh thinks I am. I'm not. I need to feel what it's like to be poor sometimes. You know, I get out of my mansion, my butlers leave, and I'm like, I am almost like a poor person. Like, I can feel it rubbing off on my skin when I go into those places.
Can I have an aside here right quick?
Sure.
How much is this radio station paying you? I've got a trailer down on the edge of town. What? How many mansions do you own, Josh?
The question is, how much is my radio station paying you?
I don't...
Think about it. Think about it.
We own you!
Yeah, it's kind of true, honestly. I know it may not have my name on the lease, but I pretty much own it. You understand. Yeah.
So getting back from this aside, other Josh, you like the buffet or the Piccadilly?
Piccadilly is where classy people go to eat. It's like the champagne of eateries.
I gotta disagree. Piccadilly is almost exactly the same as Cheap Eats.
You are a whore. It is completely different. People there treat us with respect.
No, they treat you with respect. They don't like me because they know I'm their boss.
Josh, you realize that Cheap Eats Buffet and Piccadilly is the same business in the same building. They just put up that little shade wall in between so that the two don't meet. So, like, you know, the rednecks that go to the buffet can eat on that side, and then the upper middle class, and then whatever the hell class you are, go to the Piccadilly. Right?
I gotta say, this is all a lot to take in.
You shut your whore mouth. You're making him panic, okay? He needs to see the difference. I set that up years ago to keep him sane. I don't know how to handle this right now, so I'm just gonna shut down for a while.
And on that note, I guess we'll be taking another quick commercial break.
Shut your whore mouth, Jesse!
Sorry.
Have you ever wanted new roads that don't have potholes and don't have dead people walking all over them? That's why the government is raising your taxes. This is a PSA from the pro-government organization, also known as the government. Film at 11.
And we're back from the commercials.
Your eat is delicious!
Wait.
I'm telling you, there is a difference. No, it's not. There's not a difference.
All right, Josh, other Josh, we've
what?
We've moved on from that subject. We're on to the next item of news.
Okay.
Do you need a second? Do you need a third LSD beer?
No. I'm good. There's no LSD in this one. I was starting to lose it.
Okay. So you're on the calm down now?
Yeah, this one has downers in it. I need to regain my composure.
Okay. Easy there, Judy Garland. And other Josh, this might be important to you.
Yeah.
There's been an odd string of demon possessions recently in that town. And the mayor has put forth a proposal to hire a qualified demon hunter.
Look, you know, I've been seeing this coming for years.
Yeah.
Other Josh says demons aren't real, and I'm like, bitch, I was a demon hunter for a long time. Well, you know, he says that, but I actually do believe, I just have more skepticism. Now, Other Josh really is a qualified demon hunter. I mean, he helped me out so much when we were possessed.
When we were possessed,
yeah,
you say?
Yeah, we. There's always been the two of us. But for a while, there was three of us. And then four, and five, and six. The doctors just said it's multiple personality disorder. Well, I killed that son of a bitch just like I killed the other Joshes. Yeah, he did. Kill them with a vengeance. Demons, every one.
So, lucky for me. Is Other Josh like a Blade or a Vampire Hunter D?
I'm like
situation?
Blade and Vampire Hunter D. Got married for some reason and had a baby somehow.
There's
and then
nothing
I
wrong with
killed that.
That
baby and ate it and gained its power.
There's something a little bit wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that. They are both unnatural freaks. Not human, therefore expendable. I really have to say, I get uncomfortable when he gets all hyped up about this. He did actually do what he's describing, though.
So nonetheless, Mayor Jason has put forth this proposal, so if you think you're qualified to be the demon hunter of that town...
Good luck, buddy. You're going to get screwed.
Contact Mayor Jason... And take a couple steps away from Other Josh when you see him going down.
He still hasn't paid me for the last time, so I don't recommend it. But yeah, go ahead. Try your hand. You'll have to call on me when you fail.
And we'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Ever had an uncontrollable thirst for human blood? Me too. We've all been there. But in the end, is it really yourself that you're hurting? BloodCore will help you get over your addiction for feasting on living blood and get you to make people donate blood for you. After all, we must all do our parts for the living dead among us. Film at 11.
And we're back from the commercial.
Hey.
Last bit of news before we head out the door. Mayor Jason, once again, cropping up. Passed a new law today.
Chancy bastard. Shut up, Other Josh.
Hey, easy. He owns part of this place. He has passed a law saying that only elected officials can own three or more mansions within the confines of that town.
Which is pretty much bullshit. Which is really okay. It is very okay, because the rule of law is what's most important in this world. I mean, without it, there would be anarchy. Awesome. Anarchy. Anarchy would be bad.
It's very bad, I agree.
Yeah, it would
be. Josh, you said earlier in the show that you own a mansion. How many mansions do you own?
Oh, goodness, look at the time. I have to go. Other Josh, take over.
I don't remember saying that. Actually, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
You said that when you leave in the morning and when all the butlers are gone, you go down to the Piccadilly.
And...
how many mansions do you leave in the morning, I wonder?
I leave mansions sometimes, but, Bad Ladder, help me out here. Okay, so, here's the deal.
Okay.
I don't technically own anything.
Right.
Other Josh owns some things, and I own some modest holdings, but technically... our name isn't on anything.
Josh, another Josh, are you trying to tell me that you have a multiple shell corporation for yourself just for owning stuff?
I have no control over what my demon-possessed self did. And if it turned out really well for me, that is also not our fault. So, yeah, I am a law-abiding citizen.
Well, before we get any further down this rabbit hole, we're going to go ahead and head out the door. So that sound, you have a good night and a better sleep.
Sweet dreams. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Stop waking up when I stroke the side of your cheek.
Oh.
Yeah, you know who we're talking to.
Me?
No, that was last week.
Oh, Christ.
This episode of Tales of That Town was a production of That Town Entertainment. It was written, directed, and voiced by Joshua Singer and Jesse Hall. Music was produced by Zach Fragoso. You can find Tales of That Town on SoundCloud under That Town Entertainment. We're also on Facebook and YouTube as That Town Entertainment. We're on Twitter as This Is That Town. We're also over on Tumblr, but the username is spelled wrong due to a joke no one got. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we look forward to giving you episode 2 very soon.